Hello, everyone. Happy
Hey, everybody.
Halloween. We are here today with our special guest, a guest from Midnight Social Distortion. We are all here to talk about Five Nights of Freddy. If you watched it, if you plan on watching it, stay tuned. And Hooch Crew. Hello,
Yeah,
hello,
back. We're back.
hello.
Welcome, welcome.
And guess what? We got a guest in
Special guest in
the
the
building. Before we get
building.
started, Mark, tell the people about you and your platform before we get into this FNF.
Well, I'm just an old little country boy who loves horror. But no, my platform is Midnight Social Distortion. It started in 2021. I believe that it was, I think, no, I just started my third season. You gotta excuse me. I'm just a little tipsy or hungover from last night. Y'all gotta excuse
He
me.
already got the hooch. He already got hooch on.
Yes. Already in the blood. But yeah, no, I typically talk about mostly, black horror or black queer horror characters where we, try to make sure we're represented and whatnot because we're out there. And with, the advent of a lot of black queer or just a lot of black horror content creators, you guys included, so just giving a voice for every corner of the diaspora. So
Love it.
yeah, I'm so glad y'all are out here because when I first started, I didn't know anybody, and I just was so glad to come across y'all. Just like, thank God, I'm in.
We didn't know anybody either. We was
Yeah,
just
we
like,
don't. Yeah,
do something different. And then when we got to finding people, we was like, oh, we in a community, y'all. Like, we not
yes,
solo.
it's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful feeling.
Yes. And to find like-minded people, it's amazing. So I enjoy that. I always like having guests, like having you on here today. It gives us different perspective. Of course, we're all about the representation as well. We like to highlight the black horror. So it's good to feel like you got family in the game.
Yes. And now we about to join you with the little hooch part. So, Miss D
Right,
Ray,
child.
what we need to be putting in our cups today? What we got?
So this episode's cocktail, you will get a full recipe. You all know I always link it in the description. This is not my original recipe. This is courtesy of the Sin City bartender. But this cocktail is called the Spring Trap, and it is influenced by one of the characters from Five Nights at Freddy's. And it's a really simple cocktail. All you need is a spiced rum, sour cherry schnapps, melon liqueur, and pineapple juice. I will say with your spiced rum, I am partial to Kraken, but you have all brands. You can get you a Bacardi, you can get you a Captain Morgan.
That's the
But the
one.
cocktail needs 2 ounces of your spiced rum, half an ounce of your sour cherry schnapps. I can't never get that out. Half an ounce of your melon liqueur, and 3 ounces of your pineapple juice. This is a simple, build it in a cup, stir it on up on your ice, and that's it. Sip it
That
just like
sounds
that.
hella
And it's
good.
pretty good. It's
That
pretty
sounds hella good.
good.
Yeah. Right my alley right there.
Listen, I thought I was gonna make something off the top of my dome, and I got to Googling like I do, and then I saw that, and I was like, Sin City bartender on the slum. We gonna drink that. So y'all try that at home. Tell me what y'all think.
Yep. Now we're gonna get into it, y'all. So everybody, I'm sure you've seen this movie being advertised everywhere. They
For
have
years.
taken a major video game franchise and books to create this movie, which streamed on Peacock, and it was in theaters if you wanted to go see it in theaters. Desiree's son is a fan of the video game, so she got some background knowledge to give us for this movie. My ass had this at my house the whole time, y'all. And y'all know when I figured this out? Yesterday. Sitting on the shelf, okay? This is a side
Oh
effect of
wow.
having way too many books.
Oh wow.
But she ain't read this page. It wasn't
Y'all know
happen.
I usually
no
be on
way.
my reading.
But I'm the same way. I got books in every room except my bathroom. I lie to
supposed
you
to
not.
have comic books in the bathroom.
But I mean, it just—I don't have just, the bathroom too small. I guess that's what my mental state was like. It's too small. You can't put anything else in here. So
understood, understood.
Yeah.
There's no growing up. That was like, well, my grandma. I think it was from my dad. Like a little bitty shelf in the bathroom had comic books, and I think you know, y'all go in there and sit for a while, read your comic
that's when
book.
you
So
put
I
the
always think of
magazines. We used to have
the
magazines.
magazine.
People thought I was crazy. They were like, you know, he. I like they say, here come Boo Boo. That's my nickname. Here come Boo Boo with a book, and he probably gonna be. I finished so many Goosebumps and Fear Street books while I was, you know, in the bathroom. It was just like, I'm not trying to take my team out here. I'm just saying that was the only spot that I could go and get like peace because you know, speaking of like technically a children's franchise, this is their Goosebumps, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you know, so I understand like when you have a house full of kids and everybody's running around and just yeah, that was a way to escape was to go to like a room like that and just you know be reading, you know, for me because I couldn't go outside because you know just it's an escape and I feel like this you know movie was a great escape or this now I'm interested in the franchise we get into it. I ain't trying to take over. I'm just trying to say like you know this is like. I just want to put that out there that this
Oh
is
yeah,
the new
now
Goosebumps.
I'm interested too. Now I got to go back and read after I done watched the movie. Now I'm gonna go back and read it.
Right.
Okay, so play the game first. So the game came first in 2014, way back in the gap. It is a old franchise and it has grown legs between all of the fan spinoffs, the books that came later. It's grown tremendously. I think it's four. I know we're beyond four games. I'm not going to tell you how many there are because he adopted like a bunch of the fan spinoffs and stuff into the franchise. So I don't know how many games we're on. My child could tell you. But
Oh, wow.
the franchise itself starts with the storyline of this Freddy Fazbear pizzeria chain, which put you in the mind of Chuck E. Cheese, y'all. Animatronic characters on the stage, singing, dancing, it was for the kids. However, one of the co-owners ends up being weird serial killer, and he lures five children back in the 80s into the back room of the franchise, and these kids go missing. And essentially, you know, they were killed. So that was the original gameplay, was Five Nights at Freddy's. The kids were being lured, and you're like the security guard who is trying to avoid the animatronics within the gameplay. The storyline you get throughout the gameplay, it doesn't give you it all up front. So that was like the perk of playing the game. So I think the first three games you were in a pizzeria, but like the fourth game you ended up in a child's bedroom as one of the kids. So the games do build on one another. The storyline builds on all the different spin-offs, the books and everything, because the books are actually after the original 80s snafu that happened with the kids, because that's what put them out of business, was the kids
Yes,
going
this takes
missing.
place 10 years after the murders
Yeah.
at Freddy Fazbear's.
Right.
Right. So the movie actually picks up like kind of the original storyline. It's many years later. It's after the 80s, but you're getting the backstory of what happened in the 80s in this movie. So I thought it was a good connection. It pretty much does follow the original plots of the games and then the sequential books that came later on. But it's so much storyline across all the different avenues of where they have taken Five Nights at Freddy's. It sucks you in. Like, even if you don't play the game, you be trying to figure out what's going on.
Oh, I love shit like that.
Oh, you gotta get into it. My son has sucked me in. It didn't take but like two, three questions for me to be like, well, wait a minute, what about so and so? And yes.
Listen, I'm a true crime person too, so I didn't know it was that deep. My niece. I'm a former librarian. So when I was my niece was born, before I moved to Memphis, my niece used to read a lot. And I felt like in the last 5 or 6 years since I've been gone, her mom would tell me, like, oh, she's not reading like she used to, and this and that. I said, well, she's missing her uncles and florins and stuff like that. When she found out that Five Nights at Freddy's had like books, like she was like, can I get this, you know, box set of books? Oh, sure, I'm just sitting there just buying because I just want her to read. Mm-hmm. But then before this movie came out, she was like, I was going to get this book, though, but mom's bought this thing for her sister. And so it took up all her money. And so she was like, oh, I just want this book. And it was the official, I guess, character encyclopedia.
Oh, yeah, it's deep. I saw when that. I started to buy that.
When I tell you, I bought that book and gave it to her Thursday night. Y'all, she had that book open in her hand, like as we was watching the movie. And so when a character name drops, she was going,
I love it. I love it. She a fan.
Yeah. And she was like, oh, I was like, baby, I love what you're doing here, but don't spoil the movie for me because I want to figure it out myself. I'm like, I want to figure it out myself.
That is true. I saw that encyclopedia when I was doing my research and I asked my son about it. He was like, oh, yeah, because the characters, they just keep going. So.
Oh, y'all gotta get it, cause she was all in it, y'all. I mean, it felt like it was the. It, I ain't gonna say she the way she was swiping the book pages felt like she was going like the it looked like the Chromicon, like just I was like, girl, slow down. She was like, but she had the book open like it was like she was summoning like the, I was like, girl,
because you could go down the rabbit hole. You really can. Because really after can. I watched it, really I can. You know watched the movie. I like to do my little research to figure out, like, you know, little things that I may have missed, or, you know, trying to make connections to from the movie and the video game, like things that I didn't notice, like everything started at 3:00 a.m. from in the movie, and they said that's what happens in the video games, like that's when the animatronics like to pop out is around 3 a.m and you have to survive until 6 a.m like that's your window of survival.
Oh, that so, like, makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm. And so that's
how they did show the clock like a couple times in the movie, and you just if you want to think about it, you're just like, oh, clock.
But okay. But it's important to video game players because like that's their you gotta make it until type type deal.
Okay. See, I bought the game. It's just I gotta get back on it because I told you I played one round. And I was just trying to figure out what's going on because I'm so used to when the screen starts, you start moving. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I can't move. And I kept, all I could do is just go through the cameras.
Oh, and I noticed,
yeah. And I looked down, I said, why is this, the light battery going down? I said, why is the timer? I'm like, what's going on? And then I kept going to the cameras again. I noticed stuff was like moving. I'm like, wait, what's going on? And I went through one camera. And I think the tall one, the tall blue one with the bunny ears, saw me, and next thing you know, the started shaking. I'm like,
oh, you!
And I ain't played it since. I was like, oh, okay, I can't be playing this in the middle of the night by myself.
It's like you got to control the electricity so they can't access you. That's a detail to the game. Like I said, my son played. I don't play the game personally, but the lore of it, I got into when he was trying to explain it to me.
What I found creepy and researching was that, and I didn't pick it up in the movie when they said it. I missed it. It went over my head when they said that after the kids went missing, they searched the whole place and didn't find the kids' bodies. Why didn't it click to me that they was inside the animatronics?
I don't know, because he said it outright, plain as day. I think the daughter said it. Vanessa said it.
But see,
the
one I place was thinking that
they would
like,
not have looked.
I was thinking about like their soul, like they was haunting the animatronic.
That's what I was thought.
Oh, yeah. You see what I mean? Like I thought that, oh, you know, they died, that he killed them and that their spirit was haunting them. I didn't know that he literally put their bodies in it. And that's why people were saying that it smelled. I didn't pick that up.
Oh, I didn't catch that part. You know, you got kids over here and stuff like that. Because I was that's when they revealed it. I'm like, when they smelled the bodies and stuff like that. Because I'm like, if you smell the bodies, you would just sit there. You just sit there and think that, like, okay, take this thing apart and see what has died and what crawled up in it and died, and just sit there. Oh my God, that is horrible.
It's terrible. I didn't realize the game was that dark because my son had been playing it for a while before I went to figure out what he was playing. I mean, to me, it was a children's game, but it does say 12 and up. But I didn't realize it was that dark, because when we talking about snatching children, not just regular folks dying, you could snatching the kid. The
Exactly.
children, sir. Why the children?
Right. Oh my God, that is kind of crazy because, like I said, it's dark, but I kept seeing all the, paraphernalia for it and the merchandise and everything. And I saw people, about our ages and stuff like that, like, oh man, the Five Nights at Freddy's, I got to get that book. I'm like, you play that? I'm like, oh, because my old ass was sitting here thinking like, oh, well, if it's not Goosebumps, I don't want it. You know what I'm saying? So,
And
because
yeah, you were right though. This they version of Goosebumps.
and but yeah, I was just like, what's I don't see the because my niece was like, can you get me this? We go to Walmart, can you give me this Five Nights at Freddy's little decor thing like that? I'm like, girl, ask your mama first because I don't know.
Oh wow! So
And now I'm
they
just like,
serious about this. Okay, so we
they
late
going like,
catching on is what you're trying to
oh
say.
yeah,
Like
we are real late.
we been in on this. Y'all say we late. Oh, okay.
We
So we
real
late to
late.
the party.
We didn't pick we the newbies. We didn't pick up the movie and we thought we did something.
Yeah.
Because they
Cause
in it.
my niece sat there, she sure said, she was like, now see, Uncle, this is what I've been always trying to tell you since you love horror so much that you should have been watching Five Nights at Freddy's. And now aren't you glad that you watched Five Nights at Freddy's with me? Aren't you happy about that? I'm like,
Love
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
I
I
love
am. I said, but don't tell me anything else because I gotta do my own research. Cause she's a walking encyclopedia, and now she got the actual encyclopedia. It's just like, okay. She loves to bond me on anything like this, so I just like,
Yes.
but that's good though, because so like the next generation, they don't have the same horror that we had growing up. So like the originals for us were like terrifying. The stuff that they do now, it's okay, but it's
yeah.
not the same. So the fact that they got something to look forward to, I love it for them. But this movie,
Yeah.
we gotta get into this movie, K Block.
Yeah.
Tell me what you thought. As a whole.
As a whole, okay. I feel like I appreciated it more because see, I went into the movie blind. I ain't know nothing about five. Had the whole book sitting in my house at least for 2 years. I had no idea that I didn't even make the connection until I was like, oh, this is what it is. So I went into the movie blind and I was just like, oh, okay. And then the more I started to research and the more I started to like understand things and make connections, now I found a new appreciation for it. I like the backstory of the main character. I can't even think of his name right now. It's off the top of my head. Is it Mike?
Mike.
Mike. And him losing losing his brother and him trying to raise his little sister on his own and the whole lucid dreaming. That was a big thing in the movie because it almost seemed like at one part he was just trying to come up with memories. And then as he got deeper and deeper into Freddy's, the dream sequences started to become more Nightmare on Elm Street-ish. Like we could hurt you in your
In the
sleep
dream,
and you
right?
gonna be hurt in real life. And the decisions that you make in these dreams, we gonna take your word for it in real life and connecting it there. I really like that part. I love Matthew
Yes,
Lillard.
yes, yes.
I don't care what he's in. He's just a joy to see every time he is on screen because once he's on screen, he commands your attention. Like no matter
Exactly.
what you do, if you even look, if I hear his voice and I hear his delivery, I'm here. I'm
Right.
here. Now, what I thought was also kind of silly though was Mike's aunt trying to take the daughter away and sending the goons to go tear up the job. I guess maybe they just needed some kills for 5 nights because I'm
Yes.
like, let's just use this as an excuse to kill people because that
Right.
whole
Somebody had to
story.
break in so you could figure out that that's what was happening.
Yes, because that whole storyline was just silly. Like, oh yeah, like it was just almost like so unserious. Like I'm gonna send y'all to break in there so he could lose his job and then I could take the baby. these just random people that's just gonna go and do this. So I was like, okay, maybe I just wanted to, like,
It
murk
gave me
some people.
Scooby-Doo villain, which was ironic because you
It
had Matthew Lillard. So it gave me like Scooby-Doo
just
villain
looks
plot.
so unserious right here.
Right.
Yes.
Or Casper, like it reminds me of the earlier version of all the like Universal movies where it's like, okay, let's get
Right.
some people in here to just be messy, just to be messy.
Yeah.
And so
And
you
it
have
ended
to
up
get
falling back on them and not the main characters at all. Just unnecessary foolishness that I thought was like, I know y'all lying with this whole thing there. But outside of that, oh, and the Vanessa, what I could not figure out is, so you knew your dad was a murderer and you just not gonna do nothing.
Listen,
I'm
you
trying to
went as far as to become a
understand.
cop.
But was she though? Because at the end, I started thinking she really was never a cop. No way. She just got this security beat so she could keep an eye on this facility, and she just acting.
Because they did have fake badges in there, and he probably was too out of it to even pay attention to the
I mean,
fake
she
badge.
did
And
have a
what
car. She did have a car.
True,
But I
true,
don't
but
know.
because my cousins, when they came in to watch the movie, they was initially thinking that they thought that she probably had a brother or something like that that had went missing,
Oh,
and she
yeah.
was just
Originally, that's what I thought too.
and that's why she's so attached to it and everything like that. But I'm like, no, she knows a lot. And it's like you could sit there if he just told you his story about what happened to him and stuff like that. It seemed like you could have confided in him and been like, okay, I also lost a brother and we just need to find out what's going on here. And it's da, 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 da. No, she kept the long game going. But my niece sat there and she did the whole little and she said, Vanessa, I said, shut up. I said, shut up. I said, don't say nothing.
Needed to
But
be
yeah.
watching the movie with your niece. I needed all the details.
So you got the
Listen,
enhanced version while you was watching.
right.
I was like, please don't say that, 'cause I wanted to figure it out myself. And she was so excited, and I was like, I'm not taking you to a movie if you have any, like when we go to movies and stuff like that, you gotta turn your phone off. You're gonna have to sit there like no books,
Attention.
no pads, pay attention. But she was paying attention. It was just the fact that she was just so excited, and she'll sit there and not to take away, but I was gonna say what right quick, when they mentioned when Matthew Lillard was interviewing Mike at the beginning of the movie, and he saw his last name, but he didn't say it. And I'm like, oh, it must be something on his
Didn't
last name.
catch
And
that.
some, huh?
I didn't even catch that. Go ahead.
Yeah, he sat there and he was like, because he said, what's your problem, Michael? And then when he sat there and said, and but yet you're sitting here talking to me, Mike. And he said, oh, coffee? And he kind of like, like, okay, because he like it's like so I said Mike's last name has some type of significance.
Right. Dang, I would have done better throughout the movie had I thought caught on to that, because I must have been looking away, distracted. I didn't catch it. I was listening. I remember when he stopped and randomly was like, you want some coffee? And I was like, but I didn't catch it. And
Because
so
at
that made
first he
sense.
Yeah, because at first he was like sitting there saying, like pretty much saying like, oh, your resume is trash, and you try to talk to her job, and this is he said, oh, you want some coffee? And not only that, but I have the perfect job for you, and it's just like,
Right.
wow. Then you go back and look at it, because like to piggyback on what Kay said, Matthew Lillard knows how to deliver, because now you go back and watch the movie again, it's gonna play totally different. Because I was looking at it from it initially as a standpoint of like something traumatic happened to it, because he did have his kid on his brother stash that might have been a big case in the area, and he probably
Right.
remembered. He was like, okay, he's hard on his he's down on his luck, and he just needs something. I'm just gonna sit there and I don't want to give it to him, but he needs it. And if he, if he just went through that, then he'll, but then you go back and look at it again, you're like,
It was the
ah,
setup.
it was a setup, right? So, but
You
I,
see that? Yep, we missing Easter eggs upon that first. Yeah, that's why I'm like, afterwards, I found a new appreciation for it because it's little stuff like that. that I
I
was
am gonna
not
watch
paying
it
attention.
again. I am gonna watch it again after talking to y'all. I think, like you said, Kay, I think going into it, even with no knowledge of the games or nothing, it's a good watch for anybody. As a horror movie goes, it played out really well. Not even, well, yeah, it's horror, but it's lightweight horror, but it's still horror. And it played out well, for anybody who's just a movie watcher and they don't know nothing about nothing. It was very entertaining. I will say that. I hate animatronics. I do not like going to Chuck E. Cheese. My poor children do not get that luxury. When folks had their birthday parties at Chuck E. Cheese, my kids don't go because mommy don't like Chuck E. Cheese.
You ought to quit. You ought to quit.
I ain't playing with you. I can count on one hand how many times my oldest has been to Chuck E. Cheese, and that baby boy ain't been at all because we don't do Chuck E. Cheese.
I've never been ever in my entire life. Never.
Seriously?
I dislike Chuck E.
Seriously.
Cheese for a plethora of reasons, but one of them is the animatronics. The other one is get your damn kids. Like, Chuck E. Cheese is not a playground, free for all. Jeez.
Get your child, and they get worse every day. Cause I'm like, y'all fighting, y'all hit random kids. Like, don't do that. They
Yeah,
get you
because
hurt.
I'm that mama. Sit down.
Exactly.
Yeah,
And
they have
that's
changed
where I would
around
go.
Chuck E. Cheese, just so you know. Like, the whole indoor play area thing is they don't have that anymore. They have a small arcade section, and most of the Chuck E. Cheese is like sitting area for eating.
I remember they tried to pivot and do that
They did.
teenage Chucky thing and make it into like an arcade, but people still be taking their babies up in there. And I
And it
don't.
ain't a whole lot for them to do if they can't, if they're not old enough to play arcade games and stuff.
But they still got some animatronics in there, don't they?
You know, Chucky gonna come. I mean, you know, it's a good bit of it is, the costumes and whatnot. You know,
Oh, yeah,
Chucky
and you
gonna
know I
come
don't
out
like
for the
those
birthday
either.
party.
You know I don't do those either. So yeah, we don't go to Chuck E. Cheese for several reasons. So when I saw these characters on the stage, I was like, and sit back in my seats.
They're
I don't do that.
fun.
No, ma'am. I feel about them how I feel about clowns, and we all know how I feel about clowns.
I don't do the only reason why I didn't go to Chuck E. Cheese because one, my hometown didn't have one, and the nearest ones were, just I think it was too expensive, when we were growing up and stuff. So it was just the fact that I think it was a mixture of what D. Ray was saying about, the kids getting out of hand and stuff like that, and them not, my
Bad
folks not
kids.
liking pizza and stuff like that much. And then, to be perfectly honest with y'all, we used to have friends like that growing up. Like, let's go to a Chuck E. Cheese party and stuff like that, And so I remember going to like several cousins' birthday parties and stuff like that, but nobody ever went to hit a party at Chuck E. Cheese, like that's out. So I don't even know how their food tastes.
It ain't good. The kids eat it because kids love pizza. But that's about it. That's it. I don't remember it ever being like, oh yeah, Chuck E. Cheese got good pizza.
Makes sense. Makes sense. I'm not a big, I just, my nieces had the luxury of going, but I think my sister was like, yeah, it was cute. Because, she took it for the first time and stuff like that. She said they had a birthday party there, and her and her best friend was like, yeah, this was, we can chalk this off the list of stuff we wanted to do,
We ain't gotta do it
saying?
again.
Oh
I think it
my
was
goodness.
more cool back in the 80s and early 90s. Like right now, I honestly gonna say it ain't even really all that worth it. It's just children. I guess children have changed. Me personally, it would have seemed more fun back in the day when they had so much more stuff to do. But I don't know why they're trying to like modernize it and stuff like that. Like it don't look creepy on the inside no more. I don't know.
You want it to look? I'm trying to understand.
maybe it has something to do with like the kids. You go somewhere and they be like, you go to Chuck E. Cheese's and everybody at the table was probably on their devices and stuff like that. Ain't nobody's trying to go, fight for
No
tickets
role
and
playing.
get tokens and stuff and try to play something. And then when like I can play this game right here on my phone or on my tablet, on my iPad, whatever.
I agree, because it's like that when I go to Dave and Buster's, like it'd be a bunch of kids at Dave and Buster's sitting at the doggone table. And I'm like, it's all these games over here, all this different stuff, y'all just congregating at the table. Dave and Buster's too expensive to congregate at the table, baby. I just Yeah, but to spend these tokens or this
What
play
you
card,
saying?
whatever it is. So
See,
yeah,
that's why
I can see that.
that's why the setting, I guess the storyline would have to take place in the 80s. Because trying to make it take place now, it wouldn't even be likely because them children ain't even going out there to play anyway. You had to set it in the 80s just to get that creepiness.
I know that somewhere in the, I think it's a game storyline, they open up a new franchise that is like a play on the original restaurant, but it's meant to be creepy because of everything that happened at the original restaurant. And that's popular when they open that up. I don't know what era that is, but it's after, after everything has happened, years after everything has happened.
Oh, so like a Jurassic World type situation.
Right, so like all this creepy shit happened. These animatronics was haunted. Now we got all that lore out there, and so we gonna open up this, I don't know, like Freddy's Horrors or something like that. If
Oh.
you're a real fan and I'm saying it wrong, I am sorry. But it's like meant to be a spin-off of what happened in the original restaurants, and it's meant to be scary and play on that. And somewhere in the game line, I think, in the game storyline. But yeah, that would be something I would do.
Okay. I know for the move for the because my sister, Jesus, my niece was like, they need to do a part two. And I was like, where could they take it? Because but then again, I didn't know all this extensive history and like, what not going on with it though. But I remember seeing at the beginning of the movie that when the camera was on the first security guard, bless his soul. I was like, this takes place in 2000. And so I'm like, ooh, a timepiece. You know what I'm saying? And I looked at my niece to see if she could pick up on the fact that, there's not a cell phone in sight. There's not anything about YouTube or any of that. And she was like, because that's the thing I picked up. I'm trying to get her to like pick up on context clues and movies and stuff like that. Because I'm like, that big phone in Matthew Lillard's office look like, I said, I ain't seen nothing in forever. And but yeah, I oh
Yeah,
my
I think
God.
that's how they left it open towards the end.
But y'all didn't see the after credit
I was
scene?
just about to say, I hope y'all seen the po the
Oh,
mid
okay.
the well, it's a
Yeah, mid
post
credit
credits and
scene or
then
whatever.
mid
Yeah.
credits and post credits.
There was a post credit.
But
Go
it's like,
ahead.
yeah.
Go
I think I
ahead.
only saw the mid credit scene. Was B Balloon Boy was in the mid credit scene or the
Balloon
post
Boy,
credit scene?
that was
Right.
mid credits was Balloon Boy.
Oh, baby, I got to go back and get the post credit because that's the only one I saw.
Did y'all
Me too.
at the very, very, very end, something was spelled out.
Oh no, I gotta go back. I gotta go
Okay, well,
back.
I can't
Oh
tell
my
y'all that then.
God. I ain't catch
Oh. Okay.
that.
Because I sat there and tried to sit there and wait to the end because I watched it at home and it was just like our house just kept getting filled up with people. I'm like, oh my God. And
So
my niece was like so excited. So I got to tell her to come back and watch it again.
yeah, it's something you'll have to hear because like they didn't show another scene, but right as the last bit of credits was airing, if you listen, some words were spelled out that you had to listen to.
Oh my
I got to go
God.
back because I saw the mid credit scene and I was like, okay, Balloon Boy, that's another character in another era of the franchise, so we gonna get a part two. By the way. Shout out to Corey Kenshin. I don't know if either of you are aware, but Corey Kenshin had that dope ass cameo. I was excited to see him. And oh,
If y'all don't know,
that should also tell us around the time maybe it was made because he was in his car listening to Brandy. Did y'all catch that?
was he was?
Oh,
Oh,
because
that's
I
gonna be
didn't.
neat.
So did your son? Because I remember that's all my nieces were talking about. Like, did you know that Corey Kenshin was supposed to be in it? I said, who is that? She's like,
Spooky,
oh my
scary
God.
Sundays. My son loves him as well. That's the only reason I know who he is.
Me
But
too.
I did also catch him on YouTube quite a bit when my son first got into it. And his content's pretty dope. I like it. When I watch the horror movies, see his reaction, it's pretty cool.
Oh, he's a horror content creator.
Yes. He does spooky, scary Sundays. Now, apparently, he has not done a drop lately. According to my son, I haven't went back and checked, but he said it's probably because the movie was coming out, and I was like, okay. And so my son was screaming, "There he go! He's screaming!" I was like, "Oh my god, I'm like, calm down."
That's even better
Yes.
though, because I thought that because my niece was like, he only plays Five Nights at Freddy's like all the time, and she watches a lot of his gameplay, and she was like, you have to go to this YouTube channel. And I was like, my YouTube feed is already filled up as it is, and I was like, I don't want to get involved in nothing. I don't want people popping up, but now I got to go check this guy out
He worth a
because
couple watches. I like it.
all my kids, all the kids in the house was like, when he popped up. Even the little 4-year-old ran in there, Corey Kishin. I'm like, oh
He is
wow.
definitely for that generation, but like I said, I love to see anybody in our community who are creating. So shout out
I'm
Corey Kishin. I
excited.
like his little
Yes.
cameo.
Yes. I'm gonna go ahead and subscribe to his stuff because I was like, you'd have thought you saw Beyonce pop up on the screen the way that,
Right.
when he showed up in the taxi cab. Everybody like, I'm like, oh.
That was day Renaissance, okay? Hey, was ready.
They was ready. They was so ready. Oh boy.
Yeah, I think this movie takes a lot to be thoroughly enjoyed. Like, I don't think you can ignore the video games and the books and this and the whole world building that surrounds it. Like, if you ignore all of that, the movie is just okay. But when you put all of that stuff into it, you're like, okay, this is a lot more here than what I even kind of imagined or what I saw. So I didn't send me down the rabbit hole.
Round
Me
down
too.
the rabbit hole. Mark, what else you think about the movie? What did we miss? What haven't we hit?
Well, I mean, like y'all said, it's, a good movie because I remember a lot of people before we even got to fucking Friday. We can, I mean, we grow. Before we even got to fucking Friday, I was seeing reviews that was like dragging this movie, and I'm like, damn, I know. A specific YouTube channel was like, is this the worst movie of 2023? I said, baby, hold on 1 second. We haven't even got Thanksgiving. I know it's a couple of Christmas movies coming out this year. It's like, horror movies said, let's slow down on throwing a moniker on something right quick. Because, and then you sit there and you watch the movie, and I sat there and said, I enjoyed the movie. I'm not gonna sit there and say that it's gangbusters, but I enjoyed it enough. Coming into it, not knowing any of the backstory, not knowing any
Right.
of the franchise lore or anything like that. And I still picked up on the story, which is to me the most important aspect of it because I don't care how many kills there is in the movie or how many,
I do, I do.
how much gore. I mean, granted, if it's like, you go into seeing something like Terrifier or like Scream or something like that, them bodies may be dropping.
That's what it's
You
supposed to be.
know?
Yeah. But for this, I like how they did the kills of this, by the way, because we didn't talk about that, but it was very appropriate.
Listen,
Because you knew the
appropriate.
kids was gonna be watching.
Right. I think the most gruesome kill was the one of the babysitter because I was not expecting it at all. When he
I
grabbed
won't
her head
either.
and yanked her head and
Seeing the
caught,
body just drop.
I was like, oh my God. And then I looked at my niece and she was like, that was cool. I'm like, I looked at her like, oh my God. And I said, I forget your mom had you watching Saw at the age of 4. So
My
so
kind of
she's
people.
fine. Yeah, so she's fine. But that's the thing, because I was like, my adult horror brain was saying, okay, that blood looks like it's ketchup, or there's not that much blood, but and this stuff. But I kept telling myself, Mark, this is not really catered to you. It's a PG-13 movie. And I said, this is one of the perfect gateway horror films for young horror fans to start off in and then make their way on up. Because, and I said, I'm glad that this generation, like we said, Five Nights at Freddy's is technically this generation's Goosebumps. So I'm glad that they was able to get an adaptation quickly. Like we did with Goosebumps and Fear Street. I had to be 30
I
some
know
years
what you're
old, so I
saying.
got my Fear Street adaptation. You know what I'm saying? And even though but they feel like Fear Street was darker, and the movies were even darker and more R-rated, which is what I was hoping for. But for my nieces to sit here and enjoy and have, I like the movie. Like I said in my review on Letterboxd that this is a movie that if you can come in and not get lost in the sauce, like get lost in all the lore and everything like that, and just sit there and enjoy a movie just at face value, I thought it did its job.
It
I
was
really
good,
thought it did
yeah.
its job.
And there
I
ain't
totally
no way
agree.
they're talking about this as the worst horror movie of the year so far.
Baby,
Because
because we have seen some trash.
me and Desiree done already, ain't nothing as bad as Infinity Pool at this point. Because I'm
We cannot ever speak on Infinity Pool. That was the worst movie.
wow.
It
It's
tried
funny.
hard to be different, and it was different, but the plot got so convoluted. Like, if you had just given me the surface of that movie or what it was, we'd have been good. But all that extra they put in there, and
I
I
know
will not
some
watch that one
people who,
again.
I haven't seen it yet, but I know some people who've seen the movie and they're like, oh, it was a cool movie, but it wasn't nothing like, nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody's
Because
talking
nobody
about
probably understood it, for one thing.
exactly. It was that weird. And I'm here for a weird movie sometimes, but that was just so far left, weird. And it just the points they were trying to prove didn't really hit the target of how they were trying. No.
It's like we
No.
want to be political, but we want to be creepy, but we want to be eyes wide shut. It was too much going on.
It did give me Eyes Wide Shut tease. It did give me that when I first saw the trailer. I'm like, girl, what is Mia Goth in now?
Right.
What is she in now? But other than that, I'm, the Matthew Lillard, when I, ooh, when I was sitting there watching the movie and I saw when she sat there and showed the picture of, because I kept saying, they keep saying something about a bunny rabbit. And
Right,
like, so I asked some
yellow
of my nieces,
bunny.
like, I was like, so I haven't seen a bunny yet. Cause I was like, clearly all of the Five Nights at Freddy's animatronics are when the kids showed up in the dream and I looked at their clothes, it took like think the second or third, appearance of the kids. I said, oh, they're all representatives. They're avatars of the animatronics. And my niece was like, oh. And then so she started trying to pick out which one was which, and we kept getting confused with Foxy and Chica. And then she said, but it's five of them. It's only four animatronics. I said, no, baby, you gotta remember the cupcake. The cupcake one.
Yeah, the little
That one was kind of dangerous. And then so I was like, okay, so but where's the bunny rabbit play into this? And then when
She
Vanessa
was not
showed that
trying to
boy that
see
picture, yeah, but she was about to say, I said, you better not. And then when when Vanessa showed that boy that picture. And I saw the picture. I said, "Oh, the bunny rabbit." So she knew the bunny rabbit. That's, but my eyes went straight to that dang plane in her hand. I said, "That is cold. That is cold." So Mike, he handled it very well, in my personal opinion, because if I had seen that plane, I think me and Vanessa would have had to swing a little bit. Like, oh, so you knew? Oh. A little Abby would probably stop me swinging, like, oh man, this is messed up. But I think what Vanessa was trying to, I don't know, I was just trying to convey, but I was saying, like, Mike, you so glued to the past that you're not seeing that your future is being snatched away from you. In both eras, you got the supernatural world trying to take your sister, and you got your own family trying to take your sister.
Right, for the
You got to
chair.
pay it. You gotta pay attention to what's going on in front of you and stop reverting to the past.
That's
And
that part right there.
I'm trying to figure out if that's like a message to like nostalgia or something like that. How we
I can
always
see
run
that.
back to like.
I can see that. How we want stuff to be like what it was, but if you would just let it do what it's doing now, you could enjoy that too. I can see that. Look at you giving me some insight. I like it.
Because I'm a huge nostalgic, y'all, and so I'm always like
Thing.
late at night I would go and literally put on YouTube and watch binge watch 80s and 90s commercials. Like there'd be like hours of them, and I would sit there and watch them in order as I'm doing stuff for the podcast or as I'm like blogging or anything like that, because it gives me ideas and stuff like that. But it's just like, somebody asked me, like, oh, did you hear about Section Red. They said, who? Huh? Who is that? Oh, there's somebody we're supposed to be knowing about right now. I'm like, did you hear about what's going on between the housewives? I haven't seen them in like 5 years. I don't know what's going on. And so it's kind of like, and then with everything going on with my brother this year, because this has been a trying year for me in terms of like family deaths and stuff like that. And I'm always sitting there listening to music and, you know, thinking about my brother and now my aunt. And it's just like those that are still survived, who have stood with us, because this weekend has been very eye-opening and this year eye-opening. But it's been like you're missing out on what's going on right now because you're so stuck on what was before.
You better give us a word on mindfulness.
Amen.
I'm finna take a drink.
Look, but wait. We getting a word, but we drink it to the word. Come on now. We got to do it.
Hey, I'm just saying because I mean, because I would drink with y'all. I drank enough last night, and I was like, my mom's like, you better not pick up. You better not pick up another drink. But it's like but that's what I've been sitting because all this past 2 weeks has just been me doing stuff that I've been scared to do, you know. And so going to concerts, going to drag shows, doing all this stuff and everything like that, and then enjoying my family that is right here. So and then my niece, who's always, I've noticed that she's always been like playing that role of, oh, I don't like Pennywise, and you're always into horror and stuff like that. And when I would come up and visit them and sit there and be working, she would put on the episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark to sit there and see what I would do.
That's that old school. I like
And
that.
she was like, I love this. And I'm like, okay. And I knew what she was doing. I'm like, she's trying to connect. But even though I was sat there and I held her when I was little, when she was first born, I was like, you know, I'm gonna protect you with this and that. And then, but she's just like, she's a little bit me when I was a kid, except that she's able to express that, you know, the little, you know, I'm a little off kilter. I like horror. I like, you know, gaming and stuff like that. And she's just in her own little world and stuff like that. She starts to blossom. And I'm like, you're so worried about what's going on in the past. You gotta look at this girl growing up. I have four nieces though, but this is the one that I've seen since she was like, you know, itty bitty, you know what I'm saying? So I'm getting emotional. But anyway, the movie was a great movie to you know, if you want, if you get that horror kid, or you're a horror parent and you want to give something, because you know there's always those lists that we put out, great films to start off your kid with. You want to, you know, gateway films, and this should be added to that canon, you know what I'm saying?
I
Because it's
agree.
not
I agree.
gory, it's not bloody, it's not, you know, and it has a good story. And it's something that when you become an adult, as you get older, and you know, you look back at stuff like that didn't scare me when I was a kid. That scared me when I was a kid, but it's gonna be one of those be like, yo, I kind of remember when this was like popping, and they can pass it on to their kids when they get older and stuff like that. I think they did their job, y'all. I really did. I think they did a
Too.
good
I
job.
don't think that it was a bad movie. I don't know who was out here. And you know what? The people who are out here probably claiming it is terrible, y'all probably know too much of the lore and you wanted too much out of this movie.
They did. They did.
That.
Because you can't put that franchise has been going since 2014. There's so many spin-offs, so many books. There's so much into it. You weren't gonna get all that in one movie. And
Correct.
so I
Right.
think people be having unrealistic expectations.
Exactly.
And so I like I said, with if you were going in
That's
blind,
why I went
this
in
was a good
blind.
movie.
Me too. And Desiree, that's a great point because I had to, well, with Fear Street, I was kind of like, I told them there was a lot of stuff that they didn't do right because I was a huge Fear Street, because I was more of a fan of Fear Street than I was Goosebumps. However, you can't say them three movies weren't good. You know what I'm saying? You can't say that them three movies didn't bring it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, oh, they doing that? Oh, they, because you know, Fear Street was more, it was a dark series because people died. There was body counts and stuff like that, but it was more along the lines of they didn't cuss, they didn't do none of this stuff. They were like, they, the heaviest thing they probably did sexually was like kissing and making out in the car, but they sat there with all in. And I was like, okay, this is what I was just visioning, what our Fear Street movie would have been. And I still think we got our Fear Street movie. So, but with Goosebumps, there's so many different, like you said, spinoffs and stuff like that. And the same thing with Five Nights at Freddy's, because when my niece said I wanted the Five Nights at Freddy's book, I was like, Now I know I go because I stay in a bookstore. I stay at a bookstore and I really go into the young adult section to get like because we have a lot of great black young adult authors, horror authors out there that needs to get their shine. So anytime I see one on Instagram or anything like that, I go and buy their book to support them.
You need to do
So
better than
I
that.
going to buy one of their books, I always come across a huge thing of Five Nights at Freddy's. I'm like, this shit is really taking off. And I'm like, it's an expanded from just a little animatronics to like these other little characters you see pop up from the books and stuff like that. And so when she was like, I want the book, I'm like, I didn't know where to begin. And I had to sit there and text her, but she'd be at school sometimes. I'm like, girl, what's the last book you read? Like, what was that box that I bought for you at Christmas? So I'm just glad that they are, you know, they it's just you can't put everything into one
One.
story. You gotta let their franchise breathe. Let it become a franchise in the film world before y'all
There we
sit there
go.
and trash it.
Listen, because how many
Because
screens do we got? We didn't need. We got a ton of screens, baby. Go ahead and give me a ton of Five Nights at Freddy's. I'm gonna watch them.
they got source
yeah.
and it's source material, so that should be that.
Right.
Look, that should be a no-brainer. They got the source material to move the story along. Well, what out of five skulls, y'all? What we giving it? What we giving it?
I gave it, since we're on y'all's scale, I'm gonna give it 4.5 because even just talking to y'all, because my Letterboxd score was 3.5 stars. But after talking to y'all, to me, that's my, I like, to me, I tell people 3.5 stars to me means I liked it. But talking to y'all and just hearing more about it, it made me appreciate the movie a whole lot more for what it did. And now I'm interested in going into this lore and finding out more about it. So I'm so happy that I did this with y'all because my niece wanted to explain everything, but she had company to entertain last night. But it's another way for me to sit there and connect with her. So I really appreciate that. So I'm gonna give it 4.5 stars because I mean some people might sit there and say it was kind of like very hokey for Matthew Lillard to be the killer. I'm like, this man is Ghostface and what's his name? The bunny. And
Fred.
he ain't lost it yet, y'all. He
Green
ain't
Dragon.
lost it yet. Yeah.
No.
I was like, he was like channeling Stu Marker, but at the same time, not Stu Marker. So I was like, I don't want to tell my niece that he was Ghostface because she ain't seen Scream yet. So
Got it.
I just, so but yeah, 4.5 stars.
I agree. I agree. I was definitely at a 4.5. Because, like I said, the standalone, no lore, no nothing. It's a just all out good movie. You can enjoy it with
Right.
your family. It gives you all the aspects that you need for horror. You get the kills, you get the scares, you get a good story. You get a little superstition in there too, because like you said, with the lucid dreaming, the ghost. Hell, the little girl, she had me at the sixth sense. Like, here they go. What did you think they were? So, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. The 4.5, I agree
Okay, but look, that's the consensus. I was like, I'm gonna roll with that with y'all, because in the beginning, after my first watch, I was like, this is 3.0. But always after I watch something, I always go and I go down the rabbit hole of research. And then I say, oh, wait a minute, let me go back and look at this part, or let me go back and rewind this. So this is something you might have to watch a couple of times to get all the Easter eggs.
Right,
Going in
right.
blind and then go back in it with some background information. That's what I would tell people. Because don't if you expected too much, you probably went in with it too high. And it got and it disappointed you. Or maybe you're not all that involved in the world building that goes on with this. So this deserves a great family movie for us that have horror littles, that you can have this on the TV and they can participate on there with you. Thank you, Mark. You gave us some good gems here with this.
Oh,
You
no,
gave
no,
us some. You gave us some
we
nice
enjoyed
little
it.
things to go on with this story. So
Thank
thank you
y'all.
so much for joining us today. We all kind of picked up on. We all had something different to add to this
Right.
discussion, and now we have like a new appreciation for
I'm gonna
Five
watch
Nights at
again.
Freddy's. So yeah,
Thank
I
you.
yeah.
Thank y'all for having me because, like I said, you know, everybody was like, well, what you gonna do? I said, I have this podcast tomorrow. Y'all gonna, I need my peace. I gotta do it because, you know, I've missed out on so much already. because this week that wouldn't make any sense. So it was just like, it was just a lot of craziness going on. So I'm just glad y'all, you know, brought me back and whatnot. So I'm excited about it. So, you know, thank you so much for having me, y'all. And, you know,
tell the people where they can find you, Mark. So outside of him joining us today, if you want to catch more of his content.
Okay, you can find me on my podcast, Midnight Social Distortion. You can also find me on X. I might be making the exodus to other places, but X for right now is at the Anti-Critic. You can find me on Threads at Marco Estes. You can find me on Blue Sky at Marco Estes MSD. And you can find me on Instagram at Marco Estes. And also, I'm 1/4 of the Scream Kings. That's Kings with a Z on YouTube. And our new season's get ready to start this Wednesday. So you can find me there with Tamon Kane, Bobby Torres of
Bobby y'all.
And Mike Brown of People Under the Scares, who's also co-hosted by Bobby Torres. So we're all on there. We be messy. We be talking about horror, and we be
entertaining.
They are very entertaining. So if y'all have not caught them, catch them.
Yes.
And that's stay it. Tuned for more Horror and Hooch.
Hit that subscribe button, and we will see you all soon. Put in the comments how you like this movie. What did you rate it? What were your opinions of it? Are you a fan of Five Nights of Freddy's? Did you like the video games, or did you go in blind like we did? Let us know in the comments, and we'll see you all soon.
Yeah.